The bond for Mirko Seska has been set at $50,000. He and his wife, Regina Seska, are accused of physically and sexually abusing female twins they've had custody of for several years. The victims describe them as doomsday preppers. I'm Blaze Ganey. On July 1st, two female twins told the Wakulla County Sheriff's Office they'd escaped their homes after being beaten and sexually abused by their caretakers, Regina and Mirko Seska, for several years. When police searched the Seska family home, they found 28 guns, some stored in walls and other secret locations, along with a large food supply, seemingly affirming the doomsday prepper allegation. But Regina Seska's defense attorney, Frederick Conrad, says it's all a misunderstanding.
I think at the end of the day, y'all are going to see that this is not the case of some doomsday prepper holding a Branch Davidian cult in some commune in Wakulla County. These are nothing but a nice, tight-knit family that love each other very much, and their world's been turned upside down.
The victims claimed they weren't allowed to go anywhere, have friends, and were starved and beaten if they didn't obey. Regina Seska was released earlier in the week with no bond. Mirko Seska's bond was set at $50,000 based on the two charges of sexual battery. He will be tracked by GPS, but the only restrictions are that he can't leave the county and can't go within 500 feet of the alleged victims or places they may be. I'm Blaze Ganey.